Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today is episode 131 of Tuesday Tales. And today, July 16th, 2019, is the 50th anniversary of the launching of the Apollo 11 moon landing. It's really hard to believe it's been 50 years since the Apollo 11 moon mission launched. I was almost 5 years old at the time, but I don't have any recollection of that specific expedition to the moon. I do recall the last Apollo mission on the moon, Apollo 17, that was in December of 1972, and the moon rover was a particular favorite. I'm reminded of the movie Apollo 13 and how fast they had the rocket leave the pad. If you have ever seen footage or remember the actual launching of Apollo, they just seemed to sit there and then they would slowly start to lift off, and it seemed like it took forever for them to clear the tower. And then they used a shortened version of the rocket to send Skylab into orbit, and because it was not full-sized, it was a lot faster. But then the first space shuttle launch, oh my gosh, that thing just took off. We couldn't believe how fast that was. So I can't specifically remember a time before humanity landed on the moon. Now, I do have some memories from a couple years before that, from when I was 2, 3, 4 years old. But they're not specific situations where I recall anything about the moon or people being on the moon or not being on the moon or anything to do with the space race. And in those memories, I only vaguely recall the time of year. And it's in hindsight that I'm aware of my approximate age at the time based on pictures in photo albums or discussions with my parents as I was growing up. Now, while I thought about that, I do recall a time before Star Trek was in near constant reruns. So there was a lot of science fiction in the air on TV. And it wasn't until about the time I was playing D&D, more or less, that we discovered Doctor Who with Tom Baker on the local PBS station. And it was quite the challenge once a week to try to get the station to come in, because that was before cable was available. But there were lots of science fiction shows and movies on TV. On Saturday, there was Science Fiction Theater. We watched that almost every Saturday afternoon. And there wasn't a lot of Middle Ages type stuff like Robin Hood with Errol Flynn or The Vikings with Kirk Douglas. There were a few, but not near the volume of science fiction movies from the serials of the 30s with Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers, and the movies of the 50s like The Thing and The Day the Earth Stood Still and so forth. And my brother convinced my parents to get a subscription to the Science Fiction Book Club. Magazines back in the day had these different book clubs for a penny or a dollar or something. You could get a whole bunch of books, but then you had to subscribe to the book club for a certain period of time, and you'd get a new book every month or something you had to order. So there was a lot of reading there. But we did, through my brother, get The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings and eventually read those, and then discovered D&D about the same time as, not long after, the Rankin and Bass Hobbit cartoon premiered on TV. I remember gathering around to watch that. But I had a much stronger interest in science fiction back in the day, but it's D&D that caught my interest. I still occasionally will play a science fiction-based game, like Metamorphosis Alpha, the first science fiction role-playing game, Gamma World, which is very similar to Metamorphosis Alpha, but is set in an apocalyptic Earth. I played Traveler maybe once or twice, Star Frontiers, and the newer White Star, Stars Without Number, and so forth. I'm just amazed at how much the world has changed in my lifetime. And to think that I'm older than the trips of humanity to the moon somehow seems odd, even though it's been that way all my life. It just somehow, like passing 50 years of age, somehow you wonder, how did that happen? Well, the slow, relentless creeping of time. Anyway, I ran across an interesting YouTube video that pointed out that the captured V2 rockets, the British modified plans for a V2, so the height was about the same size and the motor was the same size, but it had more fuel capacity and it had a pressurized cabin for a single crew member with a high altitude pressure suit, and had a parachute. And while it was never built due to funding concerns, I guess NASA engineers reviewed the plans and said it was years ahead of its time. And had it been built, it's possible that the British could have had the first human in orbit as early as the early 1950s. So think about that. What would have happened had that happened? Would the space race have been even more full bore prior to the Sputnik launch? It may not have been as exciting had it not been the communists who beat the capitalists of the West to space. We had to catch up. So, yes, the Cold War. Amazing to think that's over. So those are just a few of my thoughts today. I think I said Tuesday Tales. This is Tuesday Thoughts. I guess it's a tale about my memories of the life since Apollo. So I know a lot of my listeners are younger than I am and probably don't remember any of the Apollos other than through news footage. But what are your earliest memories of humanity in space? Is it the space shuttle? Or are you one of the younger generation that you don't remember the space shuttle? I definitely remember where I was when the Challenger exploded. I was still in college when I heard about it. That was quite the shock. I'm not as able to recall where I was when the second shuttle broke up on reentry, but that was shocking just as well. So now I'm rambling. I wanted to get an episode out in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Apollo program reaching the moon, and it began with the launch of Apollo 11. After many years and many deaths that led to this point. So, only 12 men walked the surface of the moon, and 6 men had the lonely job of orbiting the moon alone. Just think about that. So I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And as always, game on.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the many other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of role-playing games and other games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.world by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting out the word is important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on my next PDF, published on DriveThruRPG. Please check out my RPG-related PDFs. I'm working on a card game that I hope to kickstart in the first quarter of 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening, and game on!